141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Rangers host Tottenham as they look to get the better of old foe Ange Postecoglou at Ibrox. Hearts are currently in action against FC Copenhagen, where it's goalless after about 10 minutes or so, and Callum McGregor talks about his cup final hunger. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
Well, what a night we've got and what a weekend in store. A cup final just around the corner. Plenty of interesting fixtures in the league. And tonight, a huge game. Well, already a huge game underway in Copenhagen. Hearts v Copenhagen. But all eyes on Ibrox tonight. Tottenham against Rangers. Just a game full of intrigue. Tottenham, a top class side, but they're on the ropes under Ange Postecoglou. Rangers not been at their sparkling best at all this season, but have found a recent bit of form, and that's going to be an interesting one. So we can't wait to see how that pans out tonight.
Yeah, like Mark, looking forward to it. We're looking at the Hearts game just now, 0-0 against Copenhagen. Hopefully they can get a good result, and then all eyes will be fixed firmly on Ibrox. What a game we're in for store there. Two teams that will probably go on the front foot, go for it tonight. So anybody going along there, I'm thinking they're going to get plenty of goals, plenty of entertainment. And then it's a countdown to a massive game on Sunday.
We do love it when a Scottish team comes up against an English team, but there's obviously just something a bit more special about this one with the return of Ange Postecoglou.
Certainly is. Look, obviously his history at Celtic, and he did pretty well, I think we can all agree, when he was here, especially in the games against Rangers. But you're right, Tottenham, I would class them as an elite team in England. It looked by all accounts that they were going to be part of that big six this season, and they've slipped a bit short of that, but they've got world-class players in their side, and they play at lightning speed, so score plenty of goals, but that's right, concede plenty of goals. And Rangers found a bit of scoring form, so it's going to be interesting, whole dynamic with the ex-Celtic manager there in the dugout, with his job potentially on the line, and how ironic would it be if a Rangers win puts into his time at Tottenham. So,
and also what brings a little bit of spice to it is, with one eye, and you've got to have one eye in the cup final on Sunday, what team will Philippe Clement put out tonight? What will he decide to go with? Will it be strongest 11 looking at Sunday, or is he going to sort of arrest one or two players? Because so far in the European campaign, they've got good points. I think they're certain eighth, am I correct in saying that? So they're doing okay. It wouldn't be a disaster tonight, a defeat. Now, I'm sure every Rangers fan's shouting down the radio that they're going along there to watch Rangers win. Totally take that on board. But for me, great game tonight. Sunday's more important for me.
Well, these are the nights we cannot wait for you to get involved. 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, maybe you are on your way to the game at the moment. Maybe you're just about to get on your way to the game. Maybe you're just going to watch at home. We want to hear from you. 0141 951 1025. How excited are you for this game? Gordon talked about it there. Who should play? Who should play tonight? What decisions does Philippe Clement have to make? Does he need to have an eye on Sunday's League Cup final? How do you rate your chances against this Tottenham team? They've got some injuries. How do you view the return of Ange Postecoglou to Scottish football? 0141 951 1025. Celtic fans, maybe you still want to reflect on that game against Dinamo Zagreb a couple of nights ago. Maybe you've just got your feet up tonight. Maybe you want to watch a bit of Ange Postecoglou's Tottenham and are thinking about that cup final on Sunday, and you can turn your attentions to that. Maybe you're a Hearts fan that's watching along at home, goalless 20 minutes in against FC Copenhagen. 0141 951 1025. While you get your calls in, let's go live to Ibrox.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard European Group Stages with UK Debt Expert, the top team helping you tackle your debt. Verify at ukdebtexpert.co.uk. May not be suitable for all. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
A huge night at Ibrox, Gabriel.
Yes, Andrew, these European nights here at Ibrox are always special, but there's the added spice of a familiar face returning. Of course, it's Ange Postecoglou who takes his Tottenham team to Ibrox. The long-term thorn in Rangers fans' side, once the chief antagonist here, of course, when he was Celtic, led them to 5 out of 6 possible trophies in Scotland. He won 6 out of 11 Old Firms against Rangers. Celtic fans love him. We know what Rangers fans think of him, but he is back this evening. Of course, he left in 2023 to the Premier League. He hit the ground running, but things have started to turn this season. Fans, Spurs fans, certainly on his back at the moment. How badly he needs a win this evening. Not just to get supporters on his side. Of course, he wants to get one up on his old rivals. But also, when you look at the Europa League table as well, these two teams are actually level on 10 points, only separated by goal difference. It's Rangers ahead at the moment and currently in the top eight, which would automatically qualify them to the last 16. In the opposite dugout, things are a little bit better for Philippe Clement. It seemed that Rangers fans reached the apathetic stage about a month ago, but they had a big 4-1 win in the Europa League last time out away against Nice. That kickstarted a four-game winning run, a mini revival. And how big a victory here could be this evening. As the boys in the studio are saying, there's certainly going to be more than one eye on that League Cup final on Sunday when they take on Celtic. And when it comes to team news, what does that mean? Well, we know that Danilo and Yanis Hadji are, of course, not in the European squad. They'll be rested for Hamden. You'd expect Hamza Igamani, the man of the moment for Rangers, to be in the lineup for both of the games. And, of course, the question that is always lingering when a big Rangers game comes around now, will James Tavernier, the club captain, start? Spurs have got plenty of injuries as well through the spine of their team. Former Celtic goalkeeper Fraser Forster is likely to start in goal for them. And it'll be a novice centre-back pairing of Radu Dragosan and Archie Gray. Perhaps James Maddison, who once played for Aberdeen and scored against Rangers, will start in midfield as well. And we'll bring you the team news when we get it at around 6:45.
Yeah, so it means you at home, in your car, wherever you are, can let us know. You can be the manager up until that team is picked. 0141 951 1025. Gabriel went through a lot of the talking points. Of course, no Hadji, no Danilo tonight. They'll be fresh, should be fresh for the cup final on Sunday. Who comes in to replace them? Is it as easy as the likes of Cyril Dessers coming in to play alongside Hamza Igamani? Is it Bairami that comes in? The big question at right back, is it James Tavernier? Is it Dujon Sterling? 0141 951 1025. How much do you expect Philippe Clement to change his team tonight? And do you think, or how much of an eye do you think he'll have on Sunday while he's selecting his side?
He's got to have one eye on Sunday. Of that, there's no doubt. You get judged, and as I said earlier, the European campaign's okay. It's not a disaster situation. He's okay. I think he's got to have one eye on Sunday's game, because I think Hugh keeps saying it. You can't be a Rangers manager if you don't beat Celtic, right? They're the holders of the League Cup. They've not beaten Celtic under his leadership. It's a massive, massive game for him. But concentrating tonight, look, with Danilo out and obviously Hadji not in the squad, you know, you're talking names there. Will he bring Diamande in and go a little bit stronger in the middle of the park and put Igamani just up through the middle himself? Does he look at playing Tavernier tonight, and did you look at playing Tavernier on Sunday against Maeda, where we all know that is a headache for the Rangers captain? There are one or two questions to be answered. It'll be interesting to see starting lineup tonight.
But it's hard to pick his starting lineup or what his strongest lineup, because over the piece, over the last, let's say, 46 weeks, it's changed so much. Even the back four, it's changed so much, where you think Tavernier's completely out the picture and Sterling plays and he's involved in those European games. You think, okay, that's going to be the lineup or the right back going forward. But chopped and changed. So very difficult to predict what he will prioritise, if any, or if he just sees, well, what if he puts out a team tonight and they are outstanding and get a good result? You'd be mad to change it then for the Celtic game, because Spurs are going to bring everything that Celtic's going to bring. They're going to bring an intensity, a pace, that creativity that Celtic will have on Sunday. And if you play well against a Spurs side, Rangers fans will say, well, don't change it for Sunday. So it's a hard position to be in, but I'll agree with Daz. If you had to pick, if I had to pick what was a priority, definitely Sunday, with the position Rangers are in just now in the Europa League.
This change of shape that Philippe Clement's gone for, where he is playing with two strikers, it's been Igamani, it's been Danilo, they've been playing well together. Hadji's played out on the left. We know that Danilo and Hadji can't play. If you look at these two games, they're going to be very different from the games that Rangers have played with that formation, which has been maybe a bit closer to a 4-4-2 at times. In a game like playing against Tottenham, in a game playing against Celtic, can Rangers employ that system?
I think you touched on that four there, that front four, as I would call them, when they're attacking. I know that obviously Danilo Hadji can't play tonight, but I know what Mark's saying. What happens if they get good performance? Clement's not like that. He'll change it. I think he'll go with that front four against Celtic. I think they're a stick on if they come through okay tonight. You know, the ones that are in there, Tierney, for instance, Egerman. If they come through okay, I think they'll go with Hadji and Danilo. Because if you look at the last two games, everybody's talking about, they see a little bit of light and a bit of sharpness coming back, a bit of good football. They beat Kilmarnock convincingly 6-0. I thought their performance in Dingwall was very good indeed. So all of a sudden, he's starting to get something slowly but surely, and the Rangers fans are buying into it. And I think it's because of this. So I think getting into the biggest game of the season Sunday, if every one of them are fit, I think that'll be his four. Tonight will obviously be different because he's not got two to pick from. I think Diamandé might come in, because if you look at Diamandé over Nice, he gets a good goal. I thought he worked well in the middle of the park, gives him a wee bit extra legs in there. So he might just opt for Diamandé in a stronger midfield.
0141 951 1025 is the number to get involved. Kevin is a Rangers fan up first. Kevin, how are you feeling, first and foremost, heading into tonight's game?
Good evening, panel. What I like to say, well, this game tonight is as important, but the Sunday game is more important because, yes, I agree with Gordon what he says. They've got the points. A draw would be handy, but I would like to see the Rangers, Clement, keep his foot, his team for a Sunday. But yes, even put some of them on the sub and bring them on, because if they come on in the first half, they could end up getting an injury, and that means the game on Sunday will be a doubter. And to me, this game on Sunday is more important than this game, because the media will be watching them. Clement will be on judge on that.
So Kevin, you feel that Philippe Clement needs to make changes tonight, even if that weakens the side, just to try and help Sunday?
Yes, I do. And I just feel Sunday's going to be a hard game. And I predict I'm a certain support. I like to see Rangers winning, but if no, I would like to go for extra time and penalties. That's my verdict. I can see that happening, because everyone's got to play for us. Rangers has only got one aim, to win this cup. If they didn't win this cup, I'm afraid I'll not be there on Monday.
That's just what the city does. Rangers have a massive game against Tottenham in the Europa League tonight, which, you know, in any other week would be the star attraction. But Kevin, and I think many other Rangers fans, already have at least one eye on Sunday. Kevin saying he wouldn't mind seeing a perceived weakened side against Tottenham. Could you see Philippe Clement doing that? How many changes would that look like?
I don't know what a weakened side would look like, just because of what I said there over the last 6 weeks. Everybody seems to have had a go at it. You know, you've seen a front line of Agumani, Dessers, Tierney, Barami, Danilo coming into it. So over two games, you could rotate that and play any one of them, and none of them are really coming in out the cold or weakened, so to speak. Obviously, taking Daz's point on board with the kind of format he's found just now at the top end of the pitch, seems to be his best bet just now. But everybody's played a part. Midfield, similar. That said, Diamandé's been in, he's been out. Barron as well, dropped out for a game, I'm sure, not that long ago. Raskin's sort of been an ever-present. And then you go to your back line, which mixes up every time you play. So this is what it should be when you go to a big club. European football, midweek, big glamour games, followed by meaningful games at the weekend. Now, you don't get many more meaningful games than a cup final against Celtic. So that's why it is crucial that Clement manages even game time tonight. So if this game is getting away from you tonight and early into the second half, you can clearly then start casting your mind to Sunday and maybe withdrawing one or two. But it will be interesting, because none of these can second guess Clement on a regular basis, never mind a week like this.
Is managing game time even more important tonight, Gordon, when you look at the fact that Celtic played on Tuesday, flew straight home after the game, and they've had that all that preparation time going into Sunday, whereas Rangers play tonight, they've got less preparation time, the turnaround is a lot quicker. Is Philippe Clement going to have to make, whether it's changes early or make the right changes in terms of the players he thinks are going to be key on Sunday give him more of a rest than he maybe would want to in a game like this.
Yeah, I can see the argument in that, Andrew. But Mark will tell you, I think if he gets out of Ibrox tonight, gets everybody in tomorrow and everybody's fit, I don't think that, you know, I played 60, 70 minutes or 80 minutes will make any difference come Sunday, right? Because Sunday's a one-off, it's a cup final. You walk out that tunnel at Hampden in a cup final against Celtic, your biggest rivals in the packed house here. I've not heard the one player that's ever played in this fixture that's told me that before the whistle was kicked, they were tired or feeling fatigued, right? You remember going back, Rangers played on the Thursday night and they went to Hampden, the foul was at Hearts, and they went to extra time and they looked as fit as I've ever seen them. So the adrenaline rush, everything gets you there. So as long as he comes out of that tonight, he will have a game plan. Of that, there's no doubt. He'll look at key players and he'll assess how the game's going, and then he can make the substitutions. Of course he will. That's a sensible thing to do. But if he can get out of there without any injuries tomorrow morning, I don't think even the game last night comes into consideration.
So how much it boils down to him, though, in other sports science that we've heard about all season? Because what you can rely on sports science all you want, but when you've got these games that are crucial to saving your job, I think sometimes you've got to maybe just go on a whim and back yourself with your best players.
Does it quite seem like a manager that does that with just how often he talks about sports science and relying on them and taking their word for it? But does it become a point as a manager where you just need to override that and say, look? Well,
I totally understood where he was coming from, because he came into the club and there was so many injuries and so many obscure injuries at that he must have thought, what is going on here? And he's obviously tried to work a better system. But look, when you've got players at the start of season, big games, remember the Champions League qualifier, and was at Cherney, apparently could only play 45 minutes, if memory serves me right, because of sports science. And then you get these big games coming along. Fans don't want to hear about people being managed. I think you can do that throughout the season and maybe withdraw players from here or there. But the big games, you've got to play your big hitters. And sports science, although I back it, sometimes it can just step over the edge sometimes, and it's up to managers to make a more thorough decision themselves.
Kevin, are you going to the game tonight?
No, I'm going to watch it on television tonight. I'll judge it from there. But what I'm saying, I just feel this. Yes, I'm hoping it's a draw. But come Sunday, that's main important for us and the support, because the way it's been going on this season, it's not been good enough. But I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. I hope the man can turn that round. If no, come Sunday, that's where we all will judge him on the result against Celtic. That's the main game, because it's going to be important for us, because we're going to win. This is the only one we've got, is to win the cup. Then we can see, right, we'll go something. But to me, I just want to see my club do well. But I'd just like to say, this is my first time I've been on the phone. I would just like to say to the three, I'm glad I spoke to yourself, Gordon Dale, and Matt. I've been always watching every single night. I think you were one of the best partners I've ever listened to.
Lovely. Oh, thank you very much, Kevin.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Kevin.
By the way, I hope the bosses are listening to that, because that might just get us a ways rise.
Next caller, Kevin and Stirling, please put him through.
Are we
constantly?
Are we sure he watches every night, if that's his opinion? Really?
Well, he must have seen the other pundits, how bad they are.
He's maybe just feeling the Christmas spirit.
He did
mention
me first, so obviously I'm top.
But quickly followed by me. I don't think you would have got there on your own.
Didn't mention me at all, that's fine, don't worry about it.
I thought you were going to come in at the end there, right? You.
Big shiny. Don't laugh at me, Kevin.
Kevin was saying there about just how important Sunday is, and everyone knows that, you know, no one's going to deny that Sunday is obviously a bigger game for Rangers than tonight is, but tonight can still have a big factor on Sunday. If Rangers go out tonight and play horribly and get hammered, it can have a negative effect on the cup final, can't it?
Well, I think so, personally. I think so. I wouldn't like to go out, or I never did like going out in midweek European games and getting, you know, ran over the top of it and having a bad result, because it takes a wee while to get over that mentally and try to drag yourself in it. I get what Daz is saying about when you get on the pitch, you know, you're not tired, but mentally it can sap out of you. So It can work the other way. You get a good result against top class opposition or good performance. You don't even need to get the result tonight. A good performance puts you in a good place for Sunday.
I'm slightly against that argument, right? And the reason being, look, it'd be great for Rangers to go out tonight. Good performance, get a good result. That confidence, feel factor. You know, everybody's talking about they're starting to look very good again, and they're moving on. They've got Celtic. They're getting in there with confidence. You're up against a team tonight. Now, I know they've got injuries, but let's not be kidding. They've got some squad. They went to Man City and hammered Man City 4-0, right? Now, you don't know what Tottenham's coming. Is it the one that collapsed against Brighton the second half where Rangers can go and capitalise in that? Is it, you know, the one that collapsed against Chelsea when they were 2-0 up? But you've got to still take into consideration they've got top, top players. Now, if Rangers, would they take a sore one tonight? Yes, it's not the greatest preparation, but I just think Sunday is completely different for everything.
Still goalless between Copenhagen and Hearts, 37 minutes on the clock in that game so far. Thank you to Kevin. Plenty of time to get your calls in. We want to hear what you think of the team news because we've not heard it yet, but you can let us know who should start, who shouldn't start, who should maybe be saved for that big cup final on Sunday. Rangers against Tottenham, 8 o'clock kickoff tonight. Get your calls in 0141 951 1025.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
A big night of European action for our Scottish clubs, Rangers against Tottenham. Just over an hour and a half to go until kickoff at Ibrox. Team news won't be too far away, so get your calls in 0141 951 1025. Who should Philippe Clement start tonight? Who should maybe be saved for Sunday? What should the shape look like? What about James Tavernier? Should he start tonight? Should he start on Sunday? What about the front line? 0141 951 1025. Hearts are away against FC Copenhagen, just approaching half time in that game. It's currently 0-0. They had to weather a bit of a storm at the start of the game, but if they managed to get to half time at 0-0, would be a decent start to the game for them.
What we've seen so far, Andrew, is, you know, the home team just came right at them, created chance after chance. Hearts have weathered that storm. They look like they've settled in, and you quite rightly say, get to half time 0-0, I think you'd be quite happy with that.
Let's go back to the phones. Jimmy is a Rangers fan in Cardonald. Jimmy, what are your thoughts ahead of tonight's game?
How are you doing, guys? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everyone.
You too, Jimmy.
I just want to make a point. You know, I've been listening to Radio Clyde for years and years, and I was there in 1992 when Walter Smith and his Blue and White Army, like a BBC SK Moscow, Marseille Condes at a European Cup. But AC Milan paid his way. He found out he was a liar a year later. He had a cup taken off him. I just want, and we're all fighting into Europe, and yet you seem to say, there's no Skull Cup anymore. It's a cup.
Premier Sports Cup, yeah.
Right, well, fair enough, but it doesn't give you any prestige apart from, well, it doesn't get you into Europe, or it's not a big mess. Not the Scottish Cup or the League Cup. And yet, Europe, looking at the fans that go to Manchester, Seville, fans that come out around the world, the prestige. I mean, for me, in my lifetime, I would love to see Rangers and to win it. Rangers, Celtic are unlucky as well, of course, but at least they've won. I mean, we won the Cup Winners' Cup in 72. But seeing that, I don't get how Rangers fans, we play Celtic every week, every season, every year. So we'll get a chance to win the league every year. But we're not always in a final. We're not always in the Europe.
Jimmy, are you saying that you would rather Rangers win tonight than on Sunday?
Okay, I would rather Rangers win it. Do you mind the truth? I would love to see Rangers win in Europe every single season for the next 10 years. And I know a lot of Rangers fans have been raging this. And yourself, don't give them 10. But give them the next maybe 8 or 9 cups, whatever it is, and let Rangers win Europe. Every 8 or 9 years, European Cup, every outstanding play. And, you know, throughout the world, that would attract much more money into Rangers, fan bases, stuff like that, although they've got massive. I just feel as if the Rangers is getting played during Europe.
I think it's a trade-off that a lot of people would take, Jimmy, because Celtic are winning most of the league titles at the moment, but it's not as if Rangers are going out and winning European trophies. Would you not want to see Rangers getting the trophies off of Celtic at domestic level more regularly than, you know, competing in, on the European stage?
I would rather see Europe more than the league, because we'll get a league every season. It's the same thing. Rangers Celtic. You go abroad. You don't know about Dundee. You've maybe heard of Aberdeen, whatever, Forth, whatever, or at the Ross County. You know,
but do you not mind the fact that Celtic are winning the league almost every year?
Well, of course, I'd rather it's Rangers, of course, I'd rather that. But I mean, let me put it this way. I would give Celtic a league this season for us to. If it was a choice to give Celtic a league and give Rangers the European, Europa Cup, I would go with Rangers with Europa Cup. Definitely. I mean, I've been gutted. The Marseille situation was absolutely disgusting.
Is the problem, Jimmy, that it's just not as simple as that? Because Celtic might just win the league anyway. They're well ahead, and it's not as if the trade-off would be, well, Rangers will just win a European trophy.
I just feel as if, you know, it's getting played down. You know, we can't be getting into Europe next season. We're fighting, especially the lower clubs, into the top six, or top three, and trying to get into Europe. We're trying to try and get it. And then we get to Europe, so it doesn't really matter that much. You know, we've got a wee League Cup game coming up on Sunday.
I don't think that's the case, Jimmy. I think every fan would love a run deep into Europe of every club, Celtic, Rangers, whoever, because you're right, it does bring prestige and it brings big names to your stadium and it brings an awful lot of revenue in. But the reality is Celtic and Rangers very rarely get that. Now Rangers have had a couple of good runs in recent years where they've made a couple of finals, and that's incredibly difficult to do, but it's once every, I don't know how long, but a long time in between. But domestic success, having been at a club like Celtic, it was always drummed into us as players. Domestic success was our bread and butter. The first and foremost, win on home soil, and then anything other than that is a bonus. Purely because where Celtic and Rangers are in the landscape of European football, they are minnows in terms of budget. Not in terms of club size and fan base, but in terms of budget. So it's incredibly difficult to start at the start of the season and say, we don't care about domestic success because we're putting all our eggs in one basket and it's Europe, because you're going to come unstuck pretty quickly. And if you don't win domestically at Celtic Rangers silverware, you don't stay in a job if you're the manager. It's as clear as that. Now, Philip Clement's in a position just now where he's walking a tightrope in a cup final against Celtic, whether that is the League Cup final or the Scottish Cup final, but it's the League Cup final, of course, is of huge importance to that manager to win that game. One for silverware, but two, like Das says, to put a mark down that he can eventually beat Celtic and get the better of him.
You can do well domestically every year and not do well in Europe and keep yourself in a job. But the opposite, if you're not winning European trophies, which just doesn't happen to Scottish clubs in this day and age. Look at Giovanni Van Bronckhorst, got Rangers to a European final, without a job. What was that, 4 months later? Because he was dropped 9 points behind Celtic in the league.
The Rangers, I know what Jimmy's saying, right? That'd be okay if you were thinking Rangers are going to get to semi-finals and finals every year in European campaigns. That ain't going to harm, right? So let's not be kidded there. So then you've got to flip it back. When I was brought up and years ago, and it was Rangers and Celtic, everything was beating Celtic. And Hugh talks about it as well, that you're not a Rangers manager. You don't stay a Rangers manager for long if you cannot beat Celtic. Get along there on Sunday. If Clement had to go and get a 1-0 tonight, or a 2-1 for instance, and he goes along to Hampden and Celtic beat them comfortably, lift that cup, I'm telling you, on Monday we're getting phone calls and dated here wanting Clement out, right? They'll not talk about Thursday night. The Rangers fans will talk about Celtic. And I can't believe Jimmy saying, and I don't think there's a lot in his own camps, Rangers fans probably going along listening to this thinking, Jimmy's right, just give Celtic the league and whatever. Don't get me wrong, I think Celtic's got to take the league. I don't think Jimmy's got a say in it. But Clement walked into Ibrox and won his first trophy, his only trophy, and it was a League Cup. You've seen how much that meant to Rangers as a club and their supporters. So I wouldn't underplay this, we're not really bothered about Sunday, we're not bothered about the league, we'll be more than happy to go and get to European finals or whatever. That's pie in the sky. That ain't going to happen.
See, a man that might be of that thinking is the manager in the opposite dugout, Ange Postecoglou. He's playing in a league where he's outspent by everybody and they're never going to win the league. And are you going to really win a cup? But there's a realistic chance that they might go deep into the tournament. So if you're a Spurs fan, you might have that argument. Well, I don't really care about those cups, but it's European success we want.
Look at West Ham, though, because they ended up got to, what, one European semi-final, then won a European trophy, and then David Moyes found himself out of a job.
Yeah, well, it's a good argument. But this country, when you're Celtic Rangers and you're miles ahead of everybody, it's domestic success that keeps you in the job and keeps the fans happy. And anything other than that, I'm afraid, is a bonus. A run into Europe is a huge bonus for both clubs.
Jimmy, just specifically on the game tonight, how do you rate Rangers' chances?
I think... I know we played Tottenham a wee while ago there, but, you know, Ange Postecoglou is a good manager. And, you know, I think it'll be a draw tonight, to be fair. I think Man United will be a tougher game, but... the league's a league every season. Just, you know, you'll know it's your bread and butter, the rest of it. But do you know something? I would just for one time, love to see Rangers starting up with a European Cup. And I swear to God.
Look, I don't think that's a controversial view, Jimmy. I think every club would love to see their own team win a European trophy. I just find it hard to believe that there will be many, if any, people out there agreeing with Jimmy that, you know, a game tonight where Rangers are already qualified for the playoff round and a cup final against biggest rivals on Sunday, I just don't believe there'll be many people that will be going along with that.
For me, cup final all day long. Look, there may be people out there like Jimmy entitled to his opinion. If that's how he feels and he's a Rangers supporter, brilliant. But for me, I'm looking at Sunday for the importance of everyone concerned at Rangers.
Well, thank you to Jimmy. 0141 951 1025. If you want to get involved, let's hear a bit from Philippe Clement heading into this one. This is him talking about the game tonight in Tottenham.
That it's against a team that's out of our league normally, financially for sure. So it's a kind of game you only have things to win. It's a little bit different situation than the normal games we have. We're going to fight. It's really interesting in that way to see also with this squad what they can do at that level. It's going to be a first test against a team of that magnitude and that quality of player. You can give every team a contest. My teams did it in the past against really big teams. I believe in this team that there's a lot of quality, and this is just the start of something with this squad.
Yeah, I mean, this, as Philippe Clement says, is probably a step up from what Rangers have faced in a European sense so far this season. It'll be good for him to gauge exactly what they can do against the likes of Tottenham, but will he be fearing it at all just based on what they've managed to do on Thursday nights? It's when they show up best. Will he have a bit of belief that they can go and do something?
Well, he's got to have. You'd like to think so. Historically, Rangers at Ibrox on a Thursday night have performed very, very well. It was only the previous home game that they found pretty difficult there. But look, Tottenham as a step up, but needs to stop making the financial comparisons. We all know, and Brendan Rodgers is the same when they go into the Champions League. It's the same for our teams when they play against Celtic and Rangers. They need to find a way. They've maybe not got the luxury of world-class players on their side, but there could be a game plan to stop the opposition and impose yourself within the game. And that's what you'll be looking for, because Rangers have been very good at that in European nights, starting the game quick and creating chances. And if they do that tonight, you can quite clearly see this Tottenham team conceding goals. So it's important that start, because my fear for Rangers tonight is if Tottenham start like they did at Brighton or Chelsea and get themselves a couple of goals ahead, Rangers don't have the quality of Brighton or Chelsea to pull that back. So start's all important.
0141 951 1025. John is a Celtic fan in Port Glasgow. John, what are you thinking tonight?
How you doing, Andrew? Gordon and Mark. Just a wee quick one to Gordon Dale. Gordon, yeah, that's what
I'm here, John.
Your big team down south, what's happening, mate?
I don't know, mate. I've no idea. I'm going to speak to Pep over the weekend, just get an insight to what's going on.
They're not the greatest team in the world, mate.
Well, they were not that long ago. Look, they've hit a wee bump in the road, but look, they'll be back.
A wee bump, mate.
Don't worry about it.
Relegation, Conference League, would you think?
Who, for a City, the Blues? Not a chance.
Ah, the Blues are going.
Not
anyway,
a chance.
Let's go on to domestic football in Scotland, the best league in the world.
That's it, John.
Hi, Gordon and Mark yourselves. Obviously, want to see the two other Scottish clubs hopefully joining Celtic and making it a treble into the new year. What a difference that would make for the coefficient boys. What do you think? And then I'll come back to the game on Sunday.
Well, I think the two teams, Hearts and Rangers, are in good places. You know, you look at Celtic the other night, there's an argument to say, it was a chance miss, but look where they're sitting. They're in a great opportunity. Young boys, I think they lost 5-1. I think that's a gimme for Celtic, unless something drastically goes wrong. You look at Hearts tonight, they're round their luck a little bit, but they're in it 0-0, but doing well. And then Rangers, they've got points in the bag, and they've got a couple of difficult fixtures coming up. I agree with you. It's good that, because your game gets knocked in Europe. You know, people down south, they see some of the results. We usually get put out quickly, don't get positive results up here, take a bit of a beating down south and round the continent. So it's good to see our clubs doing well.
And this new format as well, with the obviously the big league phase, it looks as if it just gives more of an opportunity for our Scottish clubs to progress further. We're going to see European football after Christmas, but we do get that now anyway with the Europa League and the Champions League, because a couple of the games are in January. But to be able to progress into the knockout stages, it looks more achievable.
Well, more realistic for your teams to go into these competitions and get results, and it's proven a good format for Celtic, Rangers and Hearts to this point. But it's still incredibly difficult, even when they come up against some of these so-called minnows or teams we've never heard against. That's still tough, so they should take credit for what they've done. But no, I'm liking it, and John's right. Three teams, if we can get three teams into the last stages, brilliant for us.
Well, thank you to John, minutes away from team news at Ibrox. We will give you that shortly, but let me tell you about this first.
Clyde One's Cash for Kids Mission Christmas.
With J&D Pierce, Scotland's premier structural steel specialist. Think steel, think quality, think Pierce.
Listen up, because this is basically the last opportunity you can have to not only win something, but help people in need as well. Celtic take on Rangers in the Premier Sports Cup final at Hampden this Sunday. We'll be covering it from 3 o'clock on Clyde One, and you could be there thanks to Cash for Kids. We've got a pair of VIP silver debenture tickets for Celtic and for Rangers as well, with lounge access in the main stand. All you need to do is enter our raffle, with all the money going to Cash for Kids as part of Mission Christmas. You could have a ticket to one of the biggest games of the year, whilst also helping disadvantaged kids right here in Glasgow and the West. For your chance to win two tickets to the Premier Sports Cup final, all you need to do, if you're a Celtic fan, text Celtic to 84901, or if you're a Rangers fan, text Rangers to 84901 before 8 o'clock tonight. That is when the deadline is, so need to get your texts in right now if you want to be in with a chance of winning. So, as I say, Celtic to 84901 or Rangers to 84901. Text costs one standard network rate message plus a £10 donation, 100% of which will be donated to Cash for Kids. It's over 18s only. Full terms and conditions go to Cash for Kids. You can read up on that at Clyde1.com. So text Celtic to 84901 or Rangers to 84901 now. And this Saturday from just before 2 o'clock, we'll have our Cash for Kids sports auction as well.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to at Clyde SSB on X now. 0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
An hour and 10 minutes to go until kickoff at Ibrox. A huge Europa League match between Rangers and Tottenham. There's another game ongoing in the Conference League. It's Copenhagen 0, Hearts 0, just after half time. But we have the big team news. Let us know what you think of it. 0141 951 1025. Gabriel, take it away.
Yes, Andrew. Team news just coming out of Ibrox. And as ever, it is very interesting. Captain James Tavernier keeps his place in the starting 11. And it's two left-backs in the team. Ridvan Yilmaz comes in, but Jefti is also starting. Looks like it's going to be in a left-wing position. So the team is as follows. It's Jack Butland in goal, a defence of James Tavernier, Robin Proper, John Souter and Ridvan Yilmaz. A midfield of Mohamed Diamande and Nikola Raskin. Just in front of them will be Nedim Bayrami, Jefte on the left wing, Vladislav Cherny keeps his place on the right wing, and Hamza Igamane leads the line.
Yes, that is very interesting team news. As Gabriel said, Robin Proper is back in. There's two left backs. Gabriel saying that it'll be Jefte and Ridvan Yilmaz. I wonder if it will be Ridvan Yilmaz further up, just based on the fact that the twice the two of them have been on the pitch recently together, which was Nice and away at St Johnston when Ridvan Yilmaz was subbed on. Surprised me actually that Ridvan Yilmaz was the more advanced of the two. He played as the winger and Jefte played as the left back. So we'll see how Philippe Clement lines up. Igaman keeps his place up top. Bayrami is back in. Conor Barron, Cyril Dessers on the bench. 0141 951 1025. What do the two of you make of it?
Well, I'm surprised. I said before that I don't think anybody could second guess what Philippe Clement does. I certainly didn't see that, but I can understand why. I'm looking at those individuals. Certainly a mobile team, and you're going to have to be mobile against a Tottenham side who are so dynamic and quick. The only one I would kind of flag is Proper. It's probably not the most mobile.
Is that just because to save Balogun essentially for Sunday?
That must be, yeah. That must
100%.
Be.
100%.
Yeah.
I've looked at it. I'll end up, as Gabs was saying there, and Mark wrote it down very quickly, 4-2-3-1. I'd be surprised. I've always said Jefte in their left hand side for me, I think going forward he's good. I think he's really good. Defensively, I think sometimes he gets caught out. We've seen some of the goals, like Motherwell in the semi final. We've seen another goal at the Dundee United where we gave him a bit of criticism as well. I know the centre halves didn't help him. I like to see him taking that responsibility away from him. Yilmaz in at left back, and letting him just go and try and deliver balls in there, because I think he's excellent at it, I've got to say. I quite like the look of the shape. I really do. I think that, you know, he's certainly got one eye on Sunday, because I think you're right, Balogun and Suter is the two best centre-halves, but Proper's come in there tonight. Raskin's in good form. Let's be honest, he's in real good form. Not surprised with Diamandé. Gives him a bit of legs, bit of energy in there. I don't think it's the worst starting 11 I've ever seen.
Alan is a Rangers fan in Drumchapel. Alan, what do you make of that breaking team news?
Yes, I quite like that, actually. I'm glad, actually, Tavernier started. I think it's quite good. I just don't really like Proper that much. But it's good. I think it's good he's actually played his strong team. I agree with you when he said he's got one eye on the cup final on Sunday. He's got, for me, he's got to play his best team for me. And if you play your best team, you've got to go out there and play your best team to see how your best team can cope against these bigger teams, the big top English teams. Even having one eye on Sunday, you've got to play your best team, obviously, to see how they'll do. So they obviously want to take your best team into Sunday, obviously, as well. I just want to put that to you to see how your point is.
I don't think that's his best team, right? And the reason I'm saying that is because I think one of his best players isn't in the midfield tonight, is Barron. I think the two guys, Danilo and Hadji, I think they've made a difference. I think when you're talking about best team just now, they'll come into that category. So there's three. I think Balogun is his best centre half. There's four. So I don't think it's his best team, but taking the four individuals out that I mentioned there, I think it's not a bad team. I like the way it's set up. He's obviously got a game plan there. The left-hand side's got to be very important to him. I think it's decent, but it's all about what they do on the night. And I totally agree. The big question mark for me, the guy that's not really set the heather on fire is Proper at the back, let's be honest. So it'll be a big night for him.
Alan, seeing that starting lineup, does it make you any more or less confident about how you were feeling before?
No, not at all. I think we've got it. All right, fair enough. Obviously, I think Hadji has just come back, so he didn't really fit in with the European, obviously, to get in the team selection. I don't really know how that really worked, really, how Hadji and stuff didn't really get into the squad. So, but I would like to see Danilo in there as well, but obviously he isn't in the squad too. But but obviously you can keep him for Sunday as well, so, but I think we've got a good enough squad, and obviously the way Philippe Clement's picked it, I think he's picked a really strong squad. I really think we maybe I would take a draw actually tonight.
Well, thank you to Alan. We can go back to Ibrox. Gabriel has the Tottenham team for us.
Yes, I certainly do, Andrew. There are changes to the spine of that Spurs team, as we expected. It is as follows. Fraser Forster in goal, a defence of Pedro Porro, Radu Dragosin, Archie Gray and Destiny Udogi. Returning is Rodrigo Bentancourt in midfield, of course, a 7-game suspension. That's only domestic football, so he's at the base of midfield alongside Yves Bissouma. James Maddison, who, of course, scored for Aberdeen against Rangers 8 years ago, he starts as well. And it's a front three of Timo Werner, captain Heung-Min Son and Brennan Johnson. So a little bit shaky at the back, not what they want, but going forwards, plenty of firepower.
Yeah, I think some Rangers fans will, maybe their ears would have pricked up a bit hearing that Archie Gray, you know, young central midfielder who can play at right back, is starting at centre back. And then Gabriel goes on to say, you know, Bentancur, you've got Maddison, Johnson, Son, Werner. It's a strong attacking lineup.
Without doubt, no matter what team Ange Postecoglou picked, it was going to be strong. But especially the top end of the pitch, particularly strong. Look, if you're a Rangers manager and you're looking for weaknesses, it's certainly at the centre of their defence where they don't have their first pick, but they've got so much pace throughout their team, very comfortable in the ball. It's going to be a tough night, but that's why I highlighted how mobile that Rangers side is, especially in the front area. I think Barami's going to be an interesting one. He's been brought to the club and people, so I hear, say he's a natural number 10 and he's been asked to play in a wide area. It'll be interesting to see him take up a more central role tonight and how he fits into that, because if he stands out in that role, you just wonder what that means for Sunday. Does he play his way into the number 10 role come Sunday as well? So,
Copenhagen are 1-0 up against Hearts, 54 minutes on the clock. They nearly got a second from a corner there. We'll keep you up to date on that. Plenty more build-up to come ahead of Rangers against Tottenham, but of course, we need to play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Your chance to take on either Gordon DL or Mark Wilson. Get your calls in before the news at 701-415-1025.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out the Clyde One Facebook page now. Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Less than an hour to go until kickoff at Ibrox between Rangers and Tottenham in a huge Europa League match. We've had the breaking team news: Butland, Tavernier, Suter, Proper, Yilmaz, Raskin, Diamandi, Jeffty, Cherney, Egeman and Barami all start for Rangers tonight. It means the likes of Cyril Dessers, Duyon Sterling on the bench as well, Leon Balogun, and a return to the bench for Oscar Cortez as well. We are watching currently Copenhagen against Hearts in the Conference League. Just over an hour gone in that one. Copenhagen still 1-0 ahead. We'll keep you up to date with any developments on that. Any calls? 0141 951 1025. But we're going to play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
I can already tell the two of you are going to be annoyed.
How?
Because I'm looking at my screen now to see who's going to play Beat the Pundit.
Yep.
It says Ross, it says Jamie, and it says Ali.
A team?
A team of them.
Nah, get them out. Nah, that's... if you can't come on individually, I'm fed up with these people.
You're just giving them the fuel to go and beat you now.
No, I'm not caring. That's not a victory. Why don't the three just play me and Mark and see how clever they are?
No. They're playing one of you.
One will be Googling while the other one's shouting the answers while the other one's...
How quickly do you think people can Google?
Ach, listen, I've seen it all before. They'll go, sorry, the line broke up. What was that, Tom? What was that, Ryan? Right, okay, two. Hello.
Boys, they're already getting their excuses in, aren't they?
He's terrible.
Right, three stooges. Right, are you in a car? Or obviously going to Rangers.
They'll be in the traffic. Stuck in the traffic.
Are you? Peep the horn. Peep the horn. There you go. MD's listening. Give them what they deserve.
Any time I hear that happen, I just think of all the people that must be in their car around there listening and know exactly.
By the way, everybody will have their windies doing, going, I'll play as well.
Oh, there we go. We'll get all the surrounding cars to help out as well. Right, Ross, Jamie, Ali.
In fact, there's Dick Campbell shouting me.
All right, big guy. I'll tell you what. Yous are under pressure because see if yous don't win. You won't be peeping the horn, will you?
Who would you rather play, Gordon DL or Mark Wilson?
I will shut Gordon DL up.
Okay, here we go. It's going to be heads.
I'm
for
13 out of 14.
Is that right? A good record,
yeah,
this season. How are you
14.
Getting on, Mark?
Brilliant.
You are
brilliantly.
Aye, 7 wins, one.
It's a reason they want to play him.
Right, okay. Heads on this taped together chocolate coin that we're using will be Gordon DL. Tails for Mark Wilson. Tails for Mark Wilson.
Okay, bring
come
on, guys.
Boys. We'll come on, boys.
Greatest hits. I know all of a sudden Gordon DL's on your side. There you go. You've got the biggest supporter now. So we will put some greatest hits radio in the ear of Mark Wilson. 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. And just as an added bonus as well, that we were running over the last couple of weeks, we'll say a thank you to Cairnhill Street Structures because they were giving £10 for every correct answer from the listeners, £370 raised during that period. So that is some good stuff. So 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. And remember, you can pass as well. Ready to go, boys?
Yes, well.
Your time starts now. Name any of the six nations that will stage matches at the 2030 World Cup.
Mexico.
Who are Hearts playing in the Conference League?
Copenhagen.
Who is bottom of Scottish League 2?
Dumbarton.
Which teamwear brand produced kits for the greatest number of teams in the Scottish Premiership this season?
Adidas.
How many clean sheets have Celtic kept in the Champions League this season?
3.
Name the only Scottish international to score in the Champions League this week.
Again.
Okay, right. We will bring Mark Wilson back in.
They're easy. How the boys do?
Put it this way: we ate one of them before we come in.
A donut.
3 donuts together, sitting in that molar.
Right. Give us them, Andrew.
Right. Same Let's for you, Mark bed. Wilson. Yeah. 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Name any of the six nations that will stage matches at the 2030 World Cup.
Scotland.
Who are Hearts playing against in the Conference League tonight?
Copenhagen.
Who is bottom of Scottish League 2?
Forfar.
Which teamwear brand produced kits for the greatest number of teams in the Scottish Premiership?
Adidas.
How many clean sheets have Celtic kept in the Champions League this season?
2.
Name the only Scotland international to score in the Champions League this week.
John McGinn.
Right. How do you think you got on, boys?
Mark, you didn't have a howler, did you?
I did a bit, mate. I did. Did you, though?
Isn't it E3?
How did you do, boys?
Unreal, mate.
Don't.
Listen to me.
Right, we'll go through them and see how you got on. Name any of the six nations that will stage matches at the 2030 FIFA World Cup.
You meant the Euros. Sorry.
Mark thought the World Cup was coming to Scotland. No, the boys went for Mexico. The answers are Spain, Portugal, Morocco, Uruguay, Argentina, and Paraguay.
Oh, lucky boys.
I know. We'll just go Mexico. We were on holiday a couple of years ago.
Mel, who are Hearts?
Cancun, the final.
Answer it. Got tickets.
Who are Hearts playing in the Conference League tonight? A nice easy one. You both got that one all.
Yes.
Who's bottom of Scottish League 2? The boys went for Dumbarton.
Oh,
that's incorrect.
No.
It is Forfar. Mark Wilson goes 2-1 up. Which teamwear brand produced kits for the greatest number of teams in the Scottish Premiership? You both went for
Adidas. I'd have went Nike.
Who's sponsored by Nike?
Macron.
Macron.
Are they sponsored by Liverpool?
5.
Macron is a rugby brand.
I wouldn't have got
St Mirren, St Johnston, Ross County, Motherwell and Dundee. Neither of you got it, so it remains 2-1 to Mark Wilson. How many clean sheets have Celtic kept in the Champions League this season? Mark, you went for 2. The boys went for 3.
I think it's
Dinamo
three.
Zagreb.
I think
Atalanta.
It's
and that's it.
Yes!
Mark Wilson pulls further away.
Look at these three.
Both only got one more question in. Only Scottish international to score in the Champions League this week. The answer was John McGinn. The boys got it, but Mark Wilson got it as well, which means a 4-2 win for Mark Wilson. Unlucky, boys.
Still doing magic there, boys.
Devastating.
So you should be.
Seen the gaff the phone and be like, see you, Ross. It was your fault, Jamie. No, Ali. Were you all named after Rangers players?
Pretty much, aye.
You on your way to the game tonight?
Yeah.
Are you feeling confident?
What am I at?
Who is that with a laugh? That's a brilliant laugh.
Don't get him to beat the horn. Just get him to laugh out the window. See who can hear.
Yeah, the people looking at you's noon in the traffic.
No, we're all right.
Where are you in the traffic just now?
Just coming on to Paisley Road West.
In terms of the Rangers team news tonight, is there anything that stands out? Anything you like about the team? Anything you would have changed?
I've got Ridwan. Ridwan one's going to be a bit interesting.
How?
Who's playing which way? Who's playing left back and who's playing left wing?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that dynamic works, isn't it? Because, as I mentioned earlier, if you look at the two of them, you'd maybe think that Jeffty would be more the winger and Ridvan Yilmaz would be more the left back. But the couple of times that we've seen it recently, it's been the other way around.
Well, look, there's a couple of times when he brought Tavernier off the bench, he played him one in front of Sterling. So I would probably go tonight. Yilmaz would be the left back. I think he's more comfortable there. Jeffy move on one. I think he's very good at getting down the flank and getting good balls into the box.
How much of that do you think is to try and combat what Tottenham can do going forward, playing with two left backs rather than maybe a more traditional winger?
It'll come into play, but I mean, I think it's more a forward thinking move. As crazy as that sounds, I'm with Daz. I think Yilmaz would be more comfortable at left back and Jeffy ahead of him because he's quick and he's got a decent delivery. It might change, like you say, because it's been tried a couple of times the other way about, but I think it's more a forward thinking thing, as strange as that seems. But there's no doubt Tottenham have got, you know, bags of pace in those areas, so you're going to need your two left sided players to double up on numerous occasions.
Well, thank you to Ross, Jamie and Ali.
Hotless.
Enjoy the game.
Hotless.
Maybe you'll have a better time of it at Ibrox than
it's
you
a
did
bad day when you're named after Maurice Ross, isn't it?
0141 951 1025 on the phones. Just looking at that Rangers team again, did you think there was any doubt about James Tavernier's position tonight? Did you think he was always going to start?
No, I don't think he was always going to start because he's had to spell out the team, so he's shown that he's an equal with everybody else, never mind him being the captain. You've got to give him credit. When he's sat on the bench and come on, he's made a difference. When he's got his place back, he's contributed. It shows what a top professional is. Regardless of what you think of him throughout the years and maybe his defensive lapses, he's shown that he's resilient and he can take it on the chin and come back and prove a point in these past couple of games. Just interesting to see if he'll play tonight and Sunday. That's interesting.
Do you know, I was just going to back Mark up there. I think that's the debate, right? And I think a lot of Rangers supporters will be looking at that. Is it a case of playing Tavernier tonight? And obviously the history against Celtic, Maeda on Sunday, would he swap that round to Sterling? Me personally, I don't. I think if Tavernier comes through tonight playing okay,
think he starts on Sunday?
I think he starts, right? And I know that there'll be a lot of fans out there probably disagreeing with that because of past history, and I take that on board. But I think Mark's right. I think he's had a spell out the team. I think it's done him really good. He's come back in. He got a good goal up at Dingwall as well. Depends how he does tonight. And I think if he comes through that okay, then I think Tavernier, I think the manager will put more faith in him come Sunday.
0141 951 1025 on the phones if you want to get involved. Still 1-0 to Copenhagen over Hearts at the moment. We will go back to Ibrox to get some more build up a bit later on. Mark, I don't think we've spoken to you since Celtic's draw with Dinamo Zagreb the other night. What did you make of the game?
Well, probably like everybody else, you see the game unfold and you think, well, that's a missed opportunity because you control so much of the ball within that period and you're clearly the better side. But in the bigger picture, and that's the way you've got to look at this prolonged Champions League campaign, a point away from home is still a brilliant result and it keeps you right in the mix. And I think if you asked Brendan Rodgers before a ball was kicked in this, if you had the opportunity to take a point or 3 points at home to Young Boys to put you in the next round, would you take it? Of course you would. So they've adapted, no doubt about it, after that Dortmund defeat. They've just tweaked one or two things. I think that's clear to see, even though Brendan Rodgers says He hasn't, but away from home, just tightening up as a unit, looks much more secure. But again, they could have conceded in the last couple of minutes. But they certainly deserved a point. They were good for a point, and they just move on to the next one in a nice position.
Is that a kind of fair way of looking for it, despite the fact that the two opinions can almost clash a little bit? But Celtic can reflect on that game, Gordon, and say, you know, missed opportunity to get that big away win, you know, the first Champions League away win since 2017, secure their place in the next round of the competition. But you step back a bit, a point away from home in the Champions League,
it's a bit,
not to be sniffed at.
It's a bit of both, isn't it? You can look at it, and what it does is give Celtic a bit of credit of where they've came from. You know, last year in the campaign, they were terrible. They were getting beaten. Didn't even look like they were going to get a result. This year, you're expected now to go away to these grounds. And when the game, before the game kicked off, I think you would have said, tell you what, I'll take a point. Young boys at Celtic Park, still Aston Villa, obviously, but young boys at Celtic Park, probably that's a banker unless something drastic goes wrong.
Well, young boys are now officially knocked out as of last night, so they have nothing to play for anymore. Do you think that could also play into Celtic's hands a bit?
I don't even think that comes into equation. I think Celtic would have been too strong for them anyway. But I think before the game, you're looking another point and 0-0 and it's a clean sheet. I think every Celtic fan would have been saying, yeah, I'll take that. Puts us in a very strong position. But when the game started and unfolded, you're thinking, oh, what an opportunity here for Celtic. But what I will say about them, although they're at home, I thought their back four was excellent, right? That's the quietest I've seen Celtic's front three. And people say, well, they didn't move the ball quick enough, they didn't do this, they didn't get any positions, didn't cross it quick enough. I think that was down to the defending the back four. I thought the back four looked really disciplined and shut a lot of the space off for Celtic. So, look, in hindsight, going forward, they will qualify because they will beat Young Boys.
John is a Celtic fan in Coatbridge. What have you got for us tonight, John?
Hi, Daz, I'm Mark.
Hi, John.
How are you doing?
Hello. All good?
Well, obviously, Mark and Gordon, you know I'm a big Celtic fan, but I think Philip Clement's team tonight is a night to watch Sunday because I don't think Taverne will play on Sunday. I think Stirling will play because, as we all know, he dies in my head, he's got Tavernier's number. I actually think Gudjon Stirling will play on Sunday.
Is the problem with that, John, is that I think that train of thought has been there for quite a while, that dies in my head has, you know, his number. But James Tavernier just tends to play every single time anyway. He started in the game earlier on this season that Celtic won 3-0. Dujon Sterling actually started in midfield in that game, didn't he? But Rangers manager after Rangers manager, despite the fact that, you know, people have talked about Daizen Maeda and whether he's got the better of James Tavernier and being in his head and all this stuff, James Tavernier still seems to be the one selected every single time.
Yeah, but the argument is if you don't change something, nothing changes then. Mm-hmm. And, you know, James Tavernier could play tonight against Timo Werner, who's very similar to Maeda. But time and time again, you're right, Andrew, he's come up short against a Celtic side with Maeda in it. So that would, if I was the Rangers manager, that would be in my thinking. I would be thinking historically rather than just in the moment just now. I think you've got to, as a top manager, take these things into consideration and think about all kind of angles. It might be a decision that comes down to Sunday morning. We're chatting about, come on, get a game plan and a plan for tonight and plan Sunday. Sometimes managers just get a feel for it on the day of the game and they might just make that decision then.
John, do you have a preference of who you'd rather see Rangers play at right back? Does it? Do you not feel it matters in the grand scheme of things?
It doesn't really bother me because we'll batter Rangers on Sunday anyway. It's not a problem because I'm very, very confident because as I'd like to say as well, a couple of weeks ago, it's one of the guys asked, not one of the Rangers, but not one Rangers player would get into the Celtic team, theory, but I honestly think that Dujon Stirling, if I was a Rangers supporter, glad I'm not, but I would hope Stirling played instead of Tavernier because, as I say, I think he's a better defender. I know they're all going about his numbers, Tav, and all that, but I think he's terrified he dies in Maeda. So he is. And honestly, I hope Tav does play because I think it would be more beneficial to my team if he does play.
Just while John was talking there, Copenhagen got a penalty, scored a penalty. They are 2-0 up against Hearts. You were saying earlier you still feel that James Tavernier has the edge there. Dujon Sterling as well. There is the sort of perennial problem about his fitness as well. What stage is he at? Because he had that issue. It was a nerve issue that kept him out. Philippe Clement said it was just a, you know, a small problem, that it wasn't going to last a long time, but he's not managed to prove his fitness time and time again.
Look, it doesn't, for me, it doesn't really matter. See Maeda on his game and Celtic are playing fast-flowing football. He can do it to any right-back. Let's be honest, with the pace that he's got, he frightens any right-back. Mark will tell you, he played right-back, eventually had to move him to left-back just to give him a break. But
yeah, something is coming.
He's got that sort of pace. I can see the argument. I've listened to it. Guys talking about, well, he's got his number, which he certainly has. Let's not be kidded there. I just see that Tavernier's been left out of the team. He's been brought back in. I think he's responded to that sort of, you know, a little kick up the backside, as we call it in football, as a skipper. He wouldn't have been pleased, but handled it brilliantly, you've got to say. He's come back, he's reacted. The manager's looking for a reaction. It's a big, big call. It really is a big, big call. But I've just got a sneaky that if Tavernier can come through tonight without any criticism, because we know he comes in for that, then I think he will start on Sunday.
Is the easy option for the manager to play Dejan Sterling? Because if the outside view is that James Tavernier shouldn't be put up against Daizen Maeda and he puts in Dejan Sterling and it doesn't work, then essentially Philippe Clement can say, well, that's what the fans wanted and look, there we go, it didn't work. Or is it not the easy option because it's then dropping your captain for a cup final against your biggest rivals?
Well, it's what he gets paid the big money for. You know, at Rangers, making big calls like that and try to progress the team in the best way he sees possible. So I don't know if he'll be taking much notice of the fans, and I mean that in the best possible way. He makes his own decisions. He's made the decision tonight to play two left-backs. The fans wouldn't have called for that, but he obviously sees something within that. And it'll be the same come Sunday. The one thing he'll have to deal with, though, of course, is criticism after the game, and we're all experts after the game. If James Tavernier plays and Maeda causing problems, Rangers lose the game, of course he's going to get bombarded. It could work the other way. He could play James Tavernier. He's had joy in this fixture as well, scoring at Celtic Park a couple of times, I remember. He's been a big player in the season, won the league. And it might go well. And he turns out and says, well, there, I made the right decision on the day. So, again, really interesting, the fascination about this one position, but it's because Rangers have leaked so many goals in this fixture over the past couple of years with Maeda and Tavernier being involved.
Well, thank you to John. Still 2-0 to Copenhagen over Hearts, and not long to go until kickoff between Rangers and Tottenham. 01419511025 to get your calls in, and we'll set up a teaser for these two next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Still building up to kick off at Ibrox between Rangers and Tottenham. A huge Europa League clash coming up soon. It's also, 5 minutes to go until full time between Copenhagen and Hearts in the Conference League. Doesn't look as if it's going to be Hearts night. They are 2-0 down at the moment. If you'd like to rustle your paper up right in front of your mic anymore, Gordon DL, that would be absolutely fantastic.
My apologies, Andrew. I'm just trying to get
it's like
it all
a newsreader there at the end of the
just
show.
Trying to look as if he's doing something, looking official before he gets up and just
and
disappears.
And now over to the weather in your era.
In your what?
In your era.
Area.
That was definitely era.
Area.
I'd love to see you present the weather. That would be a brilliant job
GMTV's
for him, wouldn't it?
GMTV's my next move.
GMTV? Yeah. That went out of business years ago.
Which one in the morning then? What's that called?
That's more his era though, isn't it?
GMTV.
Yeah. What's the one in the morning called?
I'll watch every morning as well. What's it called again?
GMB.
GMB, that's
GMB.
It. With Big Ed Balls and Richard Madeley and all
that. Brilliant. That's right in there. Brilliant.
Imagine him on that. There's no chance you'd be on the golf course at that time.
Richard Madeley.
He'd be cancelled like Piers Morgan would. He'd storm at the studio.
Richard Madeley.
Oh, by the way, he does do that. I know it's every morning. You seen that?
He does this after it. He goes,
If he's talking to the cameraman, there's a story. He just squiggles like him.
That annoys me. Why are
you done? So you've just been practicing some of your moves. You've got that. You've got that shuffling the papers now, and then you've got the big scribble.
I've got the lock coming.
There we go. Right, you can practice new
venture.
You can practice some of your scribbling now while I give you a full time teaser. Thank you to Dylan and Paisley for this one. Since 2019, can you name the last 9 Celtic and Rangers players, Celtic or Rangers
9
players, to have made a competitive appearance for a London club that are currently in the English Premier League. So you can see what we're doing. Rangers playing Tottenham tonight.
Hutton.
Alan Hutton, no, because it's since 2019.
Oh, 19, sorry. My apologies.
Jermaine Defoe, because he did not play for Spurs after 2019 or later. He left Spurs before that.
This is getting ridiculous.
So they need to have played for Celtic or Rangers and made a competitive appearance in the Premier League. Odson Edward, Crystal Palace.
Good one.
Correct.
Well done.
There we go. Yeah. Any more?
Yes. Come on, Matt. What's that one you were thinking? Come on.
Ayer.
There's a lot of obvious
Ayer,
ones. Christopher Ayer.
No.
Who were you going to say there?
I was going to say Christy, but he's South Coast.
Was Yelovich one? Too early?
I mean, way too early, not a London club.
Which club?
London, I didn't get the city.
400 miles away from London.
My apologies, I didn't get the city.
Right, okay, we'll leave you with that. Since 2019, can you name the last 9 Celtic Rangers players to have made a competitive appearance for a London club who currently play in the English Premier League, like Christopher Ayer at Brentford, Odson Edward at Crystal Palace?
Gilmore never made an appearance for Rangers, did he?
No, he did not. So thanks for just adding that info.
The listeners are probably going, "Oh, Gilmore." I'm trying to give them a wee heads up.
Right. Okay. Think about that. I was going to go to, I think he's there now. Stephen is a Celtic fan on the line. Stephen, how are you tonight?
Everything's all right, eh?
Good, thank you.
I was just listening to your last call there about the James Tavernier and Dyson Maeda thing. Just a wee side trip in my head. I wonder if you think about if Brendan Rodgers would throw a wee span and Watson and leave Maeda out of the team.
Do you think he would do that, given the success he's found against Rangers in recent times?
Well, I was just thinking there, if you think Tavernier will not play on Sunday and Sterling will play, I think maybe Rodgers will second guess him and say, well, I'm not going to play him, because a few people have said it to me as well, that a few teams, since he came back to the international break, he's not been really firing on all cylinders with him. So maybe a wee shuffle of the facts.
Who would go in there instead, Stephen?
Well, it would be James Forrest for me.
It's not going
on. No, I can't see it either. I mean, it's just not that long ago against Bruce, it was a wonderful goal. I think he's crucial or critical to how Celtic play, how Brendan Rodgers wants to go about things from an attacking point of view. I think he's too important to leave it in the big games. I think maybe other league games, maybe think about it. Not against Rangers, where he's had that success time and time again.
I don't think Brendan Rodgers, first and foremost, the sort of manager's got to try and second guess Rangers by saying, "Oh, I wonder what fullback they're playing, then I'll leave out a guy who, you know, in the big games comes to life." It's like saying, "We'll leave out Kyogo at Hampden." That's where he comes to life. He scores goals there, important goals.
That front three is the most settled part of the Celtic team as well.
You can bank your money on that. That's guaranteed.
And as much as Brendan Rodgers has rotated, will play different players at times, but that'll you would expect, you know, in a big game, if he's going to play his strongest team, it'll be Kun, Kyogo and Maeda. No changes.
Without doubt, I think Kun's obviously made that position his own after a sticky start. I think Maeda's had that position for his own for a couple of years now, and he gets rotated just when there's a high volume of games. Kyogo, again, it's about mobility across the front line. I'm saying about Rangers team tonight, how they're mobile. But for Celtic, that front three has got so much success across this season. But two of them, Kyogo and Maeda, have had so much success in this fixture in recent years. It'd be crazy to change them, and I don't think he will.
Stephen?
No worries. I will. Just thinking that last call there, I was saying about the Dujon still no player. I thought, it's just enough. I think, as I say, a few people, he's not been firing at all cylinders, but again, he is one of the most important player against Tavernier in the past. So I think maybe it's just a wee thought I had in my head. That was all.
In terms of midfield options, Stephen, I think that's one where there are the biggest talking points. Luke McCowan is cup tied for this one, can't play, but a lot of talk about Rio Hatate, Arnie Engels, Paolo Bernardo. What does that look like for Sunday?
I mean, there's been a lot of Hatate. People have seen Hatate's not this and that, but Hatate can turn a game in a matter of minutes. So for me, I think it's got, I would say Hatate, obviously Cal McGregor and Bernardo for me. Bernardo's going to go places, I think. I think he's, since he's been at the club, I think he's been brilliant.
Do you think it'll be the same three that started the other night, Mark?
On you go, Stephen. On you go.
I think Engels will go on the bench. I think he'll go with Bernardo.
I'd agree with that. I think it would be that. Engels has done fine, but maybe expectations, he's, you know, the price tag, he's not quite hitting those heights yet. But I think when Bernardo's come in, he's shown that he's worthy of a place. I think he'll go with Bernardo. I think Hitati's a stick on, and McGregor's obviously going to be there.
I agree with that. On you go, Stephen. It's you calling in. I'll just wait for you. Don't worry about it.
Sorry, I was thinking, and the Scottish game especially, we can drop players. I think Engels is a sitting midfielder more. I think he played David Dean well in a Callum McGregor role.
Yeah, look, I think Engels come in, look really lively, right? He's taking a little dip. He's a young lad. That'll happen. The one that's come in for a little bit of criticism, especially after our night as well, I thought he was poor, was Hitati, right? But seeing a cup final game like this, I absolutely no chance I'd leave him on the bench. I'd play him. I just think he's a great talent. I agree with Mark. I think that, and obviously Stephen, the midfield three will be McGregor, Bernardo and Hitati. And I think Greg Taylor will play at left back.
Agree with that. Greg Taylor at left back, Mark?
Yeah, I think so. Again, I think in the big games, he's the one that pieces things together. He plays that inverted role so well. It's almost like having an extra midfielder. You see how Celtic outnumber teams in the middle of the pitch. It's not because of Hitati or Bernardo. It's usually one of the fullbacks that's coming in there. And Taylor's really, you know, excelled at that since Ange Postecoglou came in, but taking it to a different level, I think, under Rodgers. And as good as Valley is, and we might see him on Sunday at some point, I think Taylor will start.
Feeling confident ahead of Sunday, Stephen?
You've got to be confident to get a cup final, especially against the Rangers. Obviously, I've been a wee bit better in the recent weeks, but I'm a wee bit worried now, I think, with Alistair Johnson going off at half time. Don't know about that. I think
Brendan Rodgers and Alistair Johnson both spoke about that after the game. It was a bit of a hip flexor issue, but I think they said that he should be fine for the weekend.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's just a bit of precaution, just take him off and let him rest up for Sunday. Because I think he's really integral for Celtic as well.
There was at one point as well, or would have been, a debate about Austin Trusty and Liam Scales. It doesn't seem to be a debate anymore. The good game the other night, Austin Trusty.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, Andrew. There isn't really a debate, and I feel for Scales, but it is the food chain at a club like Celtic. He's done well, he's hardly put a foot wrong, but when you can go out and spend the money that Celtic did on Trusty, it was always likely going to end up Carter Vickers and Trusty. It was up to Trusty then to perform to that level. You've got to say he has. He's been terrific since he's come in, formed a good partnership very quickly with Carter Vickers, and that'll be the pairing. And, you know, I would back Stephen up there. I think Celtic fans will hope it was just precautionary with Alistair Johnson, because again, he is integral, more probably in a defensive point of view than Taylor on the other side, outnumbering, you know, the midfield and invert. But he's just a solid, dependable defender, and you're going to need that if Rangers go with some of the four attacking players that they have in recent weeks.
Well, thank you to Stephen. 0141 951 1025 if you want to get involved. Rangers fans, any final thoughts ahead of that game against Tottenham at Ibrox? Just over 20 minutes to go. Copenhagen 2 Hearts 0 looks to be what is going to be the full time score, because we've gone, what's that, just over the 5 minutes of minimum of injury time. So it's going to be a defeat for Hearts, but not one that I think they'll be too hard on themselves about, because Copenhagen are a good side.
Yeah, and they deserve to win the game on the evidence we've seen tonight, Andrew. So Hearts just need to lick their wounds, get their swell home, and look forward to Sunday's game against Kilmarnock.
Right, let's get some more answers on this teaser. Thanks to Dylan and Paisley for this one. Since 2019, can you name the last 9 Celtic or Rangers players to have made a competitive appearance for a London club that currently plays in the English Premier League? So far, you have Christopher Ayer, Brentford, Odson Edouard, Crystal Palace.
Tierney.
Kieran Tierney at Arsenal. Yes, looked as if he was maybe going to make his return for Arsenal last night. He's been on the bench the last few games, but against Monaco in the Champions League last night, didn't end up coming off the bench though.
Butland.
Jack Butland, yes.
Great shout.
Played for Crystal Palace, of course. You've got 4. You've got 5 to go. We'll get them after the break, and I'll read this to you while I give them some thinking time.
Clyde One's Cash for Kids Mission Christmas.
With J&D Pierce, Scotland's premier structural steel specialist. Think steel, think quality, think Pierce.
Yes, I'm telling you about this again because this is your final call. Of course, it's the Premier Sports Cup final at Hampden on Sunday. We'll be covering it from 3 o'clock on Clyde One, and you could be there thanks to Cash for Kids. We have got a pair of tickets, VIP silver debenture tickets for Celtic and the same for Rangers with lounge access in the main stand, and you need to enter the raffle to get them, and all the money is going to Cash for Kids as part of Mission Christmas. You could have a ticket for one of the biggest games of the year whilst helping disadvantaged kids right here in Glasgow and the West. What you need to do before 8 o'clock tonight to win two tickets for the Premier Sports Cup final: if you're a Celtic fan, text Celtic to 84901 or text Rangers to 84901 before 8 o'clock, as I said. So remember, Celtic to 84901 or Rangers to 84901. Text costs one standard network rate message plus a £10 donation, 100% which will be donated to Cash for Kids. It's over 18s only. Full terms and conditions go to the Cash for Kids page at clyde1.com. Final time I'm going to read it. If you're a Celtic fan, text Celtic to 84901. If you're a Rangers fan, text Rangers to 84901. And this Saturday as well, just before 2 p.m, we'll be on air and have our Cash for Kids sports auction.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out the Clyde One Facebook page now. Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. 15 minutes away from kickoff between Rangers and Tottenham at Ibrox. Just has that feeling of a big game, doesn't it?
Especially in Peter Crouch. Yeah. It's certainly a big game now.
He is tall, isn't he?
Mate.
It's the type of guy you don't want to be standing next to on TV. Is it? I've seen a few times him and Joe Cole doing stuff together.
It's just ridiculous.
Joe Cole must hate standing next to him.
Yeah, it should get him a box to stand on. No, it's a big game. It's huge. You can sense it. Even the build up, you see, well, the guy sitting to my left here, he's got a fascination with team buses.
Oh.
He caught a glimpse of it. He showed me a photo. He took a photo of the bus.
Right. I was standing as the team bus went by.
You were hovering about the street. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just as you normally do. Yeah.
Do you know what? I've got to say, I don't know if it's as good as Livy's. Livy Lands.
Is that not the one that breaks down every second?
Take the wrap off the Livy bus, and it's like the old, the old bus you got in the 1990s.
A conductor on it.
Exactly. They've painted that up well.
Right, you've got some work to do on this teaser. Thanks to Dylan and Paisley for this one. Since 2019, can you name the last 9 players who played for Celtic or Rangers and have made a competitive appearance for a London club currently in the English Premier League? You have so far Jack Butland at Crystal Palace, Kieran Tierney at Arsenal, Christopher Ayer at Brentford, Odson Edward at Crystal Palace.
Bassey.
Calvin Bassey, yes.
Night, Daz, over to you.
No, I'm struggling
because
here.
I've gave you.
I struggle when I've not got the answers.
Tends to happen, yeah.
That phone usually.
No, I'm not on the phone. None of my colleagues have got that knowledge.
We are struggling, Andrew.
Come on.
Go through the London clubs.
Right, West Ham, Crystal Palace, Arsenal, Fulham,
Chelsea.
Forget Chelsea.
Tottenham.
Yeah.
Think about Tottenham, West Ham, Crystal Palace, and Arsenal. Is what I'll say to you for the final four.
Right, we're thinking about them, but nothing's come to our minds.
I'm just going to give you this clue now. The Tottenham one, given the context of tonight, should be the most obvious one.
Yes, because... Oh, Alan Hutton!
No.
He's not played for Tottenham since 2019. Has played for Tottenham since 2019 and also played for Celtic or Rangers? May even have played very recently for Tottenham.
What?
May even be playing for them tonight.
Fraser Foster.
Fraser Foster. There we go. That was painful. Oh, we will get more of those answers shortly.
One of the best goalies we've seen up here. We couldn't even get it and he's on the TV in front of us.
Let's go back to Ibrox. How is the atmosphere sounding in the build-up to this one, Gabriel?
Yeah, everyone, thankfully, didn't have to listen to those two try and get the teaser there, I tell you that. Atmosphere certainly cranking up here, Andrew. It was a game that had been circled in the calendar when the draw was made back in September, the typical England v Scotland game. You add in Ange Postecoglou returning to Glasgow and chucking some fresh manager turmoil in each dugout. Wow, what a night. You have to say, plenty of Spurs fans made the trip up the road from London, got a big away section in that corner just opposite from me, and Rangers as well starting to pack the stadium out. Still about 15 minutes to go, just under till kickoff, Andrew. Can't wait.
You know how you can tell it's a big game? I'm just looking at the TNT Sports coverage in front of me. They've got that, it's not the spider, is it the back cam? Is that what they call it? That runs along the top of the main stand. Yeah, I think it's attached on a rail, essentially, that goes along the roof of the main stand. And because they did it for quite a lot of Rangers Europa League run, didn't they? And obviously with the big bucks tonight.
Because it replicates Batman going across the stand, isn't it? That's why they call it the back cam.
It's probably because it hangs upside down from the from the roof,
or Batman. So did Batman. Yeah, and he sleeps
because he's based on a bat. That's why he did it. But yeah, but these are the types of nights.
Huh? She had it.
No,
it's called Batman because it's
never seen Batman when he sting into the wall and he.
That's Spider-Man.
No, Batman with his belt, his utility belt. Yeah.
With Robin in his shoulders. Robin. Is Robin still going about?
Nah, Robin got sacked.
He did.
He got cancelled.
This is going to happen.
Playing
to
at centre back for Rangers tonight.
That's what he is, big proper.
Yeah. These are the types of games that fans will remember for a long, long time as well. If the result goes Rangers' way, if Celtic or Rangers, if one of our Scottish clubs can get a big result against an English side, does it make it just a bit more special, the prestige of the teams they're coming up against?
I think it always does. And somebody mentioned it earlier on tonight, Rangers going way back to, was it 92, 93 against Leeds United? I remember those games as a kid and just watching and the furore around that. I think back to Celtic against Liverpool, they beat them in Blackburn in that incredible run.
Manchester United.
Man United was involved in some of those games. So, of course, it's added interest. And if any Scottish team gets a result, it's always good for their game. Because the difference in, I know Philip Clement mentioned that, and I said they shouldn't, but in finances and prestige in that league to ours is so huge. And we're quite often just put down, aren't we, our league and our product. So it's good to see our teams going toe to toe. But we've seen it going the other way as well.
Yeah,
Rangers a couple of years ago against Liverpool.
I think for the sake of Scottish football, it's nice to get one over one of the big English teams that spend hundreds of millions, pay their players fortunes. We do get put down, but it's not that when our best players are playing here, they soon come calling and take them away.
And that's it for all that we've talked about Rangers and the way they play on Thursday nights and being good in the Europa League. Philip Clement did mention it. You know, Tottenham's budget far surpasses Rangers. You look at what they pay for players, you look at, you know, the wages, but can it be a bit of a leveler, the fact that, you know, Thursday night at Ibrox we've seen Rangers take on some big teams and go toe to toe with them?
Well, of course it is. Like, if you're speaking about budgets, look at Kelly beat Rangers, didn't they, at Rugby Park 1-0, and their budget is dwarfed by Rangers. So of course it can happen at your home pitch. Of course you've got a better chance, and historically Rangers at Ibrox on a Thursday night in this competition managed to produce special things. So you'll be hoping for similar tonight. These players, obvious to say, have got to be at top level. You've got to hope Spurs are a wee bit fragile after what happened at the weekend.
Do you see them getting anything back?
No.
No?
Rangers?
Yeah.
Nah, I've got to be honest.
What do you think it would be tonight?
I fancy Spurs strongly.
Yeah.
How strong?
I'm going to go pretty strong. Pretty strong.
It's almost as if he predicted something during the break and is now unwilling
all
to
right,
say
it. Listen, I'll be brave enough then. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to take one of the goals off, though. I'll go 3-0 Spurs tonight. I did say, look, I say that because I've watched Spurs a lot this season.
I'll ask you in another couple of minutes and you'll go down to two.
No, I might add another one. But I've watched Spurs a lot this season. Attacking. They have been outstanding. I've watched Rangers a lot this season. Domestically, defensively, they've been a shambles. So I'm putting two and two together there and coming up with something that's probably not going to happen tonight because of the European factors maybe brought into it. But Look, Spurs concede goals as well. They're not the best defensively just now. But if Spurs manage to get their necks in front, I think Rangers will struggle with the pace and intensity that they can bring.
The inclusion of Robin Proper, the guesswork would say that Leon Balogun is in his late 30s. It would be a surprise if he was able to play 90 minutes tonight at this tempo and then go into a cup final at the weekend. He looks as if he's gained that starting 11 spot over the last few weeks. Robin Proper maybe hasn't shown what Rangers were hoping he would as Conor Goldson's replacement since summer. You wonder what that'll look like, him coming in tonight. Does it change the dynamic? Because Suter and Balogun together have looked a stronger partnership.
Well, I think that'll be the two centre-halves that start in the cup final. But look, once again, we judge players very quickly. I'm not arguing that I've not been impressed with Proper, right? And I think a lot of Rangers fans would agree with that. But it's a big night for him against a real top quality side that will play at a good pace. I think anybody sitting at that stadium tonight is in for a treat, because I think it's two teams that are just going to go head to head. You know, Postecoglou's not going to sit in like most teams do away from home and try and hit on the counter attack. He's going on the front foot. And so I think, and Rangers are at home side with that big backing behind them, they're exact same. I think it'll be a cracker, and I think plenty of goals.
Just very quickly, Gabriel, a recap of those teams.
Yes, Andrew, let's start with Rangers. Philippe Clement, four changes to the team that won in Dingwall on Sunday. It's Jack Butland in goal, James Tavernier, John Suter, Robin Proper and Jefty in defence. Nico Raskin and Mohamed Diomande at the base of midfield. Vaclav Czerny on the right. Nedim Bajrami in his favourite position, the number 10. And we think it will be Ridvan Yilmaz on the left wing. Man of the moment, Hamza Igamane leads the line. For Spurs, they're decimated at the back by injuries. Five changes for Ange Postecoglou from the 4-3 loss to Chelsea a few days ago. It's Fraser Forster in goal. The defence of Pedro Porro, Radu Dragosan, Archie Gray and Destiny Udogi, Yves Bissouma, Rodrigo Bentancourt and James Maddison, the midfield three. Brennan Johnson, Heung-Min Son and Timo Werner are up top. It's a tale of two managers. Andrew, Philippe Clement started to relieve the pressure with four wins in a row. Many fans thought he'd be out of the door by the end of this month, but with four wins in a row and the chance to beat former Celtic boss Postecoglou and then Celtic in the League Cup final on Sunday, what an opportunity it is for him. A sign, a big banner.
I'm going to have to cut Gabriel off there. We have no time to get this teaser done. Any chance?
No, listen, just gives you answers.
You didn't get Aaron Ramsey, you didn't get James McCarthy, and you didn't get Albion Ayeti. Huge game at Ibrox. We will bring you all the reaction to that tomorrow night. Big weekend ahead. Callum Gallagher is up next.